This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently? Boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Thank you for joining us. You have us for the next 2 hours. I wanted to let you know, friends, again, we appreciate. This is not giving ourselves accolade or a pat on the back. We're just appreciative of the fact that you've made us the number one and number two show out of 119 cities. Thank you. Out of how many show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks? Number one and number two. We didn't do that. We can't do that. You did that. We appreciate you, which tells us that you are a people that are sick and tired of being sick and tired of this created language which is designed to make lies sound truthful. The left-right paradigm, the mainstream media's inundation of propaganda 24/7. Oh, there's so many people that just don't agree with the mainstream media, but everything that comes out of their mouth, they're parroting what they heard through the mainstream media. Again, you can't make it up. Folks, if you want to check us out live, you can watch us live on YouTube right now. Join us on live chat. Have a lot of loyal friends over there, and we appreciate it. And by the way, YouTube has grown to we're at about between six and seven hundred on a daily basis. So we're growing exponentially. Thank you for that. We knew this was going to happen once we finally got a good signal, though we need a better signal. Can anybody give me a better signal? The dish doesn't work. Our Wi-Fi stinks. But we do need to get a better signal, though we have a good one now. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click us on. Go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you can watch us live. Cool? Also wanted to let you know that if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, isn't it? Yep. It truly is, without a shadow of a doubt. The day that fake news told the truth. What's that, Bradley? The day that fake news told the truth. Hey, folks, Donald Trump's administration, they're not prosecuting criminals. He's releasing them. Did you hear what I said? Donald Trump and his administration, they're not prosecuting criminals. He is releasing them. You know, I don't know how many times I have to say this. And that is the art of radio, and that is the art of writing, friends. Is to say the same things over and over to the same people that refuse to hear the truth a different way. I mean, really, this is what it comes down to. Folks, we're talking about the day that fake news told the truth. And again, I'm here to tell you, Donald Trump is not prosecuting criminals. He's releasing them, okay? When you go to Proverbs 20, verse 8, it says, a king... Okay, our king in this country is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who fulfilled that law. Folks, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Remember the flags, no king but King Jesus. Remember the flags during the Revolutionary War, appeal to heaven. Yep, you all know that, right? But a king in this country is Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. Okay? The supreme law of the land is the United States Constitution. But when you go to Proverbs 20, verse 8, it says, a king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. And when you look at the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, once again, as a reminder, combating everything that's being thrown on you, friends, 24-7 in this country, that's what I'm doing here. I'm standing against the propaganda. I'm standing against the inundation that comes out of the parrots. You know them as the useful idiots in the mainstream media. When you go to the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, listen carefully. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish what? Justice. In what's missing in this country? Justice. Justice guards our liberties. Folks, one thing that I have continuously noticed over and over again was that when this president would say that he was going to do a particular thing in favor of American law, that's what he tells his followers, his worshipers. He tells them what they want to hear. But I also noticed that over and over again, on the other hand, he was doing the exact opposite. Now, I've been saying this since the very beginning of this individual's incumbency. And it's not just him, it's the reflection of the American people. Okay? This is not an indictment of Donald Trump. No, it really is a reflection of the lawlessness of the American people that tolerate an administration that they deserve. Every country deserves the government that they have, especially in this one, because we are the government in this country. But if you ever noticed, and I've noticed this since day one, whatever Donald Trump says, you just look the other direction, friends, and you're going to find that's what he's doing. The opposite of what he's saying. For example, Mr. Trump rallies while telling his followers, his worshipers, that the border wall is going up. This just happened a week and a half ago. And simultaneously, we find that Judicial Watch is reporting, the credible Judicial Watch is reporting that the Trump administration is, in fact, dedicating a lot more to radical Muslim groups than the Obama administration, which gave Islamist-linked organizations an average of $1.7 million annually, times three. You know, I told my wife yesterday, I said, there's not a better time to do what Donald Trump is doing. What the globalist is advocating for. What he's pushing for. Well, because he has all these mindless parrots that believe that everything he says is golden. That it's truth for some reason or another. See, this is why I say to my friends that listen to the show over and over again, is the fact that they know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth. See, and the good thing about the truth is, folks, you don't have to defend the truth. The truth is like a lion, said Augustine. Just let it go. It will defend itself, and it will, even if I have to do it all by myself, even if you have to do it all by yourself. But I want to tell you this, one nation under God, we can do this. I have never given a gloom and doom message. I never will. But going back to the point here, friends, we're finding that what Donald Trump is saying, he's doing the exact opposite. And what we're covering today is the day that fake news told the truth. They blurted the truth out in their confusion is what they did. And I'm going to get to more of this in the up and coming segments. Again, I have you for 2 hours. Do check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. If you want to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. If you want to go to Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, check us out. We have videos going up every day, friends. And we appreciate you. We'll be right back on the other side.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Do consider supporting the ministry, friends. We're only here as long as you want us here. Sons of Liberty Media, go to the store, become a member, a son or daughter of Liberty. Check out the options. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do consider supporting this ministry. We are here showing you what we are doing in motion. We're not telling you what we're going to do. No, we're in motion doing what we are turning around and showing you as to what we have in our basket concerning the fruit that we're bearing. Okay, you know, I hear all the time Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision, make it plain, though it tarries, it will surely come to pass. Yes, that has its place, but we hear it too often, and then we see these ministries raise all this money, and we never see anything transpire. We never see anything in real time. We never see the fruits. And you see this so often, friends. We have never been that way. We'll never be that way. Matter of fact, what we find in our ministry, due to the fact that we reach out to the young and the old, for years we did a lot of high schools across the country. We had to raise the money to do them because of all the federal cuts in public schools. So, and we did 364 of them. So just do consider, please, Sons of Liberty Media, go to the store or donately and check out how you can donate to the ministry. Again, we appreciate it. I want to get over to this, friends, because there's a lot to cover, and I got some audio I want to play for you as well. But the day that fake news told the truth, okay? Now just keep in mind how this plays out, friends. Arch enemies, Donald Trump, the media. Notice it's the media, fake news, that gives him all the airplay and airtime that he needs to keep him in position. Don't ever forget that. Okay? They're not enemies, friends. They're just like the political parties, the right-left paradigm. They're in it together. One thing we know about both, as we're led to believe, the right and the left, the Republicans and the Democrats, we know that at the end of the day, they're always warring together against us. They're always warring to take away our God-given rights, are they not? Yes, they are. And that's the fruit of the left-right paradigm, because the people at large have not figured out how the game is played in the circus of politics. Just watch the clowns. They play like they're enemies, and at the end of the day, you lose every single time. Read Mark 3:25 when you get a moment. I just highlighted the fact that when you go to Proverbs 28, it says a king in this country, Article 6, Section 2, is the king, the supreme law of the land. And it says a king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away evil with his eyes. Well, guess what, friends? That's exactly what the preamble of the U.S. Constitution says. If we want to remain a free people, then the first thing we need to do is establish justice. And again, what's happening in this country is justice is MIA. Okay? It's missing in action. Again, it's out of sight, out of mind. We're told that Donald Trump wants to bring in the rule of law, but what we're seeing is him bringing in the rule of lawlessness in so many different ways. And what I just highlighted a couple minutes ago, friends, was that Mr. Trump, during his rallies, takes the time to share with his followers that take him at every word that he says, regardless of what he says. They'll parrot what he says. And it's interesting to note that he is sharing with his followers that the border wall is going up. Right? And at the same time, we find out that he is times three funding Muslim groups in the United States of America to the number of $1.7 million annually. That was reported by Judicial Watch, okay, just for the record. Tom Fitton's Judicial Watch. He has the ear of the president, friends. And it's interesting to note how his followers will say, no matter what you say, friends, against Donald Trump, it's fake news. If Donald says it's fake, his brainwashed followers and worshipers will say, guess what? It's fake news. No, it's not fake news. It's factual news. See, fake news to Donald Trump is anything that exposes him for his crimes against the U.S. Constitution that he promised to uphold and enforce concerning the laws found within. It's fake news whenever you talk in contrast to his lawlessness. Okay? That's what fake news is. And yes, we see that the networks are working hand in glove with the likes of a Donald Trump. And we can see that because we didn't find anywhere online anybody taking the time to share with us what Donald Trump was in fact doing while funding terror-tied Muslim organizations times three in America. It wasn't the mainstream media exposing him for who he was, friends. See how they're working with him? No, they just omitted it. They just did a media blackout. We had to have the likes of Judicial Watch, and we had to have a couple other organizations that were willing to stand up and say what the mainstream media was not. And you're sold all day long by this administration that the media is lying media. No, they're working with Donald Trump, friends. And if you think I'm a little off base here, I want you to understand that the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Here, let me give you a case in point. I just seen it a couple minutes ago, and we'll get back to the topic here. Isn't it interesting how when Donald Trump said that he was going to go into the People's White House, he was going to ask for a salary? Well, he doesn't have to. That's all he has to do is play the victim. And his followers will continuously donate millions upon millions upon millions upon millions upon millions to the equivalent of $126 million to Donald Trump. The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition. How do you do that? Donald Trump says, well, if you let them, the Democrats, right, those on the left, if you let one of those guys become the president of the United States of America, this is what they're going to do to you. But if you keep me in power, this is what I'm going to do. What are they doing? He's playing the fears of the people. He's driving support to his ministry. And that's why I continuously tell you, friends, that there's over 200 people that are running for the presidency of the United States of America in this country today, and yet you've only heard of Pete Buttigieg or a Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or a Joe Biden, all those that are not qualified to be president in the United States of America. Those are the bad guys driving support over to Donald Trump. That's exactly what's happening. And for those that want to continuously keep your eyes closed, well, then listen carefully. Because I'll do my best to pry them open with the truth that exposes the compromise and it shows you the fruit of this administration. Have you ever noticed how Donald Trump plays to his followers that he is the most pro-life president? Only to find that the highest number of funding and abortions are taking place under his administration. As a matter of fact, you'll find when Donald Trump says, for example, at his rallies that the border walls are going up, that I'm protecting America. If you look simultaneously, friends, that's what you'll see is he's doing the direct opposite of what he said he was going to do concerning that of the Islamist link organizations that he is funding in fact, right? Same thing with the pro-abortion, right? Mike Pence, creepy Mike Pence gets up there and starts talking about, we have the most pro-life president in the United States of America. Well, then why hasn't he outlawed it after the first day of becoming the president of the United States of America? No, that's not what he's doing, friends. Every president, how many presidents have promised to put the kibosh on abortion? How many presidencies have come and gone that promised to get rid of abortion, and yet we're still dealing with it today? Well, Donald Trump, he's being sold to you as the most pro-life president in the United States of America. In history, as a matter of fact, that's what Creepy Mike says, right? Only to find out that during that same time, not only are abortions up and funding's up going into these organizations like that of Planned Parenthood, but at the same time, again, simultaneously, guess what he's doing? He signs a federal cruelty bill protecting animals. Now, if you don't know anything about what's going on in public schools, you do need to understand that this has been going on in this country since 1968 under something called International Baccalaureate. Okay? They want a global scheme. And this is exactly what he is playing into, friends. This is communism to a T. When they begin to show more compassion and sympathy for animals and cruelty to animals, I'm all about putting a stop to that, friends. The Bible says that it's for us to be kind to our beasts. That's what it tells us in the book of Proverbs. I'm all for that. But when you have 3,000 to 4,000 babies being murdered a day, there's something that's missing in this equation, that we would take precedent concerning protecting animals over that of human life. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. It was the Lord that said, thou shalt not kill. And if you want to go ahead and dare the justice of God, allow this to continuously go on, friends. And you might want to do a little homework concerning Manasseh, who thought he was going to do the same thing. But there's always a recompense from history, friends, because it rains on the just and the unjust. And whatever seeds that you sow, rest assured, there will be a harvest. Rest assured. Why? Because God is not mocked. Friends, the same thing goes with Donald Trump in this current administration. The USMCA, oh, NAFTA is a bad deal. NAFTA is a bad deal, right? And then what do? The media gets in there and then they play off the president from Mexico and Donald Trump like they're arch enemies, just like they do the left and right, Republicans and Democrats. They did the same thing with what do I want to call this guy? He is as far out there as they get. And I'm talking about Justin Trudeau, okay? This prime minister over there. Well, they play him and Donald Trump like they're arch enemies. But what's interesting to note is the same time Donald Trump's talking again about protecting the American people, he signed something called the USMCA, giving absolute control over to the United Nations as the borders are dropped between America and Mexico and America and Canada. You didn't know that, did you? No, but that's what he's doing, and that's exactly why we're on the radio today, friends, to tell you what the CIA controlled mainstream media doesn't want to. This administration is not persecuting criminals, friends. He's releasing them. I'm going to get to this next along with some audio. Be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Leading Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders said Michael Bloomberg is completely unprepared to face President Donald Trump in a debate if he were to win the nomination.
And if that's what happened in a Democratic debate, you know, I think it's quite likely that Trump will chew him up and spit him out.
In an interview that will air on this Sunday's 60 Minutes, Sanders said he's worried about the unprecedented amount of money being spent on the campaign.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign. And, we've never seen anything like this in American history. I just think, though, that the American people will rebel against this type of oligarchic movement. We are a democracy. One person, one vote, not a guy worth $60 billion buying an election.
Bloomberg has been gearing up for Super Tuesday and faced the other Democrats in his first debate earlier this week. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about the day that fake news told the truth. And what we're talking about here, friends, is Trump is not prosecuting criminals. He is releasing them. You know, you have a 10-day, I'm sorry, no, that's too long, a 3 to 4 day memory span in this country. As a matter of fact, that was Martin Luther King Jr. that used to call us a 4-day nation. Whatever they're talking about today in 4 days, they're going to be talking about something different, and they're going to forget about what they were talking about 4 days ago. That's right. That's exactly right. You know, and it reminds me of what the fourth president of the United States of America said, James Madison, the father of our Constitution. He said, no nation can endure continual warfare. Do you think your enemy doesn't know that, friends? This is why there's a continual warfare. Okay, and this, by the way, is why I continuously hold to certain issues at certain times to remind you that if these are not dealt with, folks, rest assured there's going to be another issue to deal with in another week or 2 weeks. And then you're going to forget about dealing with that one. And then you're going to wonder why politicians get away with the things that politicians get away with. And by the way, they're getting away with it. They're definitely getting away with it. And my topic today, again, is the day that fake news told you the truth. Keep in mind, friends, fake news is working hand in glove with this administration to continuously confuse the American people. And the only way the American people are confused is because they remain subject to those that mean to keep them down through desensitization. That's exactly what they're doing. In other words, they do what they do because the good people in this country refuse to do their own due diligence to know for themselves. And that's, again, where it comes into play. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I can't stand it. Just yesterday, I was talking to my wife, and we were driving down the highway, and I said, you know, out of the churches just in the county that I live in, there's 96 churches. I said, do you realize that less than probably 3% of the people that go to church in this country could have a biblical conversation with me? And I said, that's probably high. And yet, that's the first prerequisite found in the Word of God. How many people, hey folks, even going where I'm at now, talking about the expose and uncovering the lies of this current administration, just like the one concerning his predecessor, how I uncovered his lies, and the one before him, and how I uncovered his lies, and the one before that, and how I uncovered his lies. Friends, it's my job to blow the trumpet. It's my job to point the finger the other way, because too many people are going along with, again, that media they say they don't believe in. Bunch of stinking parrots is what they are. Mindless parrots. A bunch of zombies. Yes, whatever you say, we will do. Yes, if Donald Trump said that it's fake news, it must be fake news. I mean, like a bunch of Frankensteins. Really? This is what's happening, man. I'm looking over at my kids right now that are producing the show. Great job, by the way. Great job, GCN2, as well. I was just highlighting the fact that Donald Trump, he's the most pro-life president, we're told, right? But on the other hand, what you don't see is Planned Parenthood's annual report reveals highest ever number of abortions and government funding. And guess what happens, friends, speaking of the Frankensteins and the Donald Trump worshipers and his followers, because that's really what they are. It's idolatry, right? It's interesting that when you post these articles, it's interesting that immediately his followers and his worshipers, without even reading the article, fake news, fake news. Fake news. Yeah, that's what it is. It's fake news. And you know what? When you get around people like that, you don't need them around you. You know, on a personal note, what I prefer is like that of King David. I'm a companion of all them that fear thee, Lord, and of them that keep thy precepts. Because those that have scars, right, and testimonies concerning the Word of God, those are the ones you can be with. The ones that have been through war, those are the ones that you can hang with. Maybe this explains why, concerning the Trump followers and worshipers, that, you know, David said that their heart is fat as grease. Yep, they're slippery. That they don't put their feet upon the rock. They just go with every wind of doctrine, Ephesians 4:14. They go with whatever the administration they like the most has to say. And this last week, I took the time to show you that of George W. Bush and how the Christian population, a lack thereof, friends, a lack thereof, the Christian population was all in because George Bush Jr. said one thing about Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden they gave him his vote. And then what does he do? They're all behind him attacking Iraq. They're all behind all of his talking points, only to find out that after the Iraqi war and over 1 million people, a majority of them were kids, were killed over in Iraq, and they were robbed blind by your government, and those that the Christian people in this country gave the approbation to, the green light to this administration to attack it, well, we found out that there was no weapons of mass destruction. I played the audio for you from the president. And only to find out that in between their friends, they made over $34.5 billion. And I'm talking about Dick Cheney's Halliburton. And it's the same thing that's going to happen with this administration. And it's the same thing that's going to happen with the next administration. And the next, and the next, and the next. Until the point where the Lord drops his mercy through judgment upon a wicked nation that refuses to be ruled by him. And don't sit there and talk to me about what a theocracy is, because every country is a theocracy. If you want to call in, pro or con, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We also know, friends, that the same thing goes not just for Muslim funding and abortion, but also the USMCA, as I highlighted during the last segment, but the same thing with gun rights. And I got everything linked in here, friends. And again, if you want to call in and ask me more specifics and you want greater specificity, call in and I'll give it to you right now. You want to sit there and tell me that what I'm telling you is untrue? I'll give you the facts. See, the truth demands a response. And I'll tell you what, those that want to argue with the facts, they don't have a leg to stand on. And that's why they don't call. They just want to call you names and they want to move on. And that's what they do. Folks, if you thought the Obama cult was bad, you should see the Trump cult. Oh, my goodness, right? But, folks, this, the same thing goes for health care. Remember how it went from Romney Care, and then it went from Romney Care, then it went over to Obamacare, then it went to the Affordable Care Act, and now under Donald Trump, it is now called the American Health Care Act. They just changed the name again in hopes that you'll forget them. Remember how I was just talking about the four-day nation? It's exactly what they rely on. They rely on your short-term memories, America. They rely upon the fact that you're not going to do your own due diligence, and you're just going to trust them to go ahead and take over. Read Matthew 7:16, which brings me to the title of my article. This administration said on the campaign trail that he was going to bring in the rule of law. He said it over and over and over again, only to find out that, again, he is ruling in a lawless manner. I mean, Aaron, I just hope you're sitting down, because this one is about as clear as it gets. Remember, he promised to prosecute Washington's corruption, right? Only to find out that now he's releasing the corrupt. Most people forgot about this, or they didn't see it. Or let me say this to a majority of them, they didn't want to see it, because it's a revelation of the heart and mind of this current administration. Now, let me go to this. When I'm talking about the day that fake news told the truth, yes, many of them are. There's no question about it. But also keep in mind that in 2016, Barack Hussein Obama signed into law, they call it, where they can go ahead and propagandize without a consequence or recompense of violating law. That is baloney, but they want you to believe it's law. Anything contrary to the United States Constitution is null and void, period. Period. Okay? But let's go over to the CNN, Communist Network News. No doubt about it. They don't know how to tell the truth, but neither does the guy in the White House. And that's how they play off each other. See, when you lie, friends, you have to understand it's like a snowball. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And you have to remember all of the lies that you told so you can go ahead and try to defend the indefensible. And this is where Donald Trump gets caught every single time. He doesn't know how to tell the truth. He doesn't. Neither does CNN. Neither does the mainstream media. But I got to say this, in this particular case, CNN and Anderson Cooper did a great job. And by the way, some of these reporters, which used to be reporters, actually some of them did a good job. But in this case, I got to say, Anderson Cooper, who by the way is a CIA agent, for those that didn't know, that's a fact. Okay, and he is a propagandist. He is a useful idiot. As is he a homosexual? Who else could you use to do that kind of stuff, right? But interestingly enough, and that's a fact, I just ask Adolf Hitler, but it's interesting to note that he blurted the truth out in his confusion. Of all the outlets to highlight CNN, this last week actually reported a truthful article on the likes of what Donald Trump's administration actually did and is responsible for. Again, did CNN blurt the truth out in their confusion? Because they did. They really did. I want to highlight this really quick, and then on the next segment, I'm going to play some audio for you, okay? This week, one of the 11 that Donald Trump granted clemency. All you Trump supporters, how do you justify this? The only reason you want me to be soft on your guy is because you think God's going to be soft on you in judgment. You're sadly mistaken. Wrong Bible. Hebrews 9:27. Revelations 21. Read it, the whole chapter. All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Proverbs 19 says what? 9. It says a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Okay? I want you to think about this. This is one of the individuals out of 11 that Donald Trump, this last week, granted clemency. He pardoned them. Okay, Rod Blagojevich. Trump commuted the sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who was convicted of 18 crimes, including attempted extortion from campaign contributors, corrupt solicitation of funds, wire fraud, and lying to federal investigators. And most notably, Blagojevich was found guilty of trying to sell President Obama's vacated Senate seat for personal gain. What did Donald Trump say? It was just an unreasonable sentence. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take Dean from California really quick. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, I'm doing great. Great to talk with you, Bradley.
Thank you, sir.
I had an idea about taking action. I know you're all about taking action, and my idea is to have the listeners. I know you have a lot of listeners out there, probably like me, that are doing their best to make a difference to stop this corruption in our government.
Amen.
And
amen.
I think it would be a great idea just to have people call in and share what they're doing. I mean, it might give other people ideas. And I know you're doing high school assemblies. And if you think that's a good idea, I'll tell you some of the things I've done.
Yeah, encourage. Hey, go ahead, Dean. Go ahead. It's all yours.
Yeah. Well, I had a good friend, and she was from Ethiopia, a really close friend, and I found out in 2016 her pastor was recommending that she vote for Hillary, so I was triggered by that, and I went and I documented all the crimes of Hillary. I mean, I put a 20-page color document with color copies of all the newspaper articles, and I delivered it to her pastor, and I also sent a copy to every church pastor in my town, which was like 30 of them, and then I hand delivered it to my Democratic state senator's office. So I hope I did a
well. You know what? Every little ripple counts. It really does. And the fact of the matter is, you can't explain to anybody outside of this country why it is that we're in the state the mess that we're in, Dean, when you have 325 million people in this country, which you know, a hands down, a good portion of them believe that they're the good people. And the reason that we're in the state that we are is because they get behind their favorite politician. In this particular case, right, it's not only that he's impotent, and I'm talking about weak, worthless, unable to take effective action. No, it's purposed. If you're not establishing justice when it's your job and you swear to uphold the Constitution, and I'm talking about Article 6, Section 2, to faithfully execute the laws found within, and I just read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, and it talks about how justice, that we're to establish justice in order to form a more perfect union. Well, when you fail to do that, you operate through lawlessness. What are you doing? You are purposely destroying that country. And that is exactly what I'm highlighting even right now. But I want to say this. Dean, keep it up. I totally appreciate you calling in. I think that more than anything, this is an encouragement for everybody out there, because if everybody's doing their part, folks, we're going to win the day. Again, God has never used the majority to prevail. He's always used a minority. Either you're going to be a part of it, or you're going to be a part of the problem. It's up to you. You're either going to be a part of the blessing, or you're going to be a part of the curse. What Dean is sharing with you, friends, is he's doing his part. Now you do your part, and if you do your part, friends, again, we can win. We can do this together. Thank you very much for the call, Dean from California. Again, I appreciate it. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about the day fake news told the truth. We're talking also, friends, about how Donald Trump is releasing through clemency, as they call it, and pardon. And he pardoned Rod Blagojevich as one of them. There was 11 of them. Trump commuted the sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who was convicted of 18 crimes. 18, okay? Including attempted extortion, all being recorded on the phone, by the way. It's all taped. From campaign contributors, corrupt solicitation of funds, wire fraud, lying to federal investigators, and most notably, Blagojevich was found guilty of trying to sell President Obama's vacated Senate seat for personal gain. Okay? Now, I want you to listen to this. This is what Donald Trump said, which, by the way, for those that didn't know, he was also a celebrity on The Apprentice, Donald Trump's show, you know, where they groomed him and they wanted to sell the American people that this is the guy that's going to get the job done. And he's yet to do it. He's been there for 3 years now. He said that he served 8 years in jail, Donald Trump of Rod Blagojevich. He said, that's a long time. He seems like a very nice person. Don't know him. Yeah, right. Just like you didn't know how many of these other individuals that are either dead now or imprisoned. Yeah, I know, Donald. I know how it works. He seems like a very nice person. Don't know him. Calling his sentence ridiculous and suggesting that his television appeals of Blagojevich's wife, Patty, helped to cement his decision. Not the law. No reference to the law, friends. There is never a reference to law to condemn the crime. Never. You'll never find it. Never. This guy talks about how he needs advice as to who he's supposed to grant clemency to, pardon to. Okay? Is this not a revelation of who this guy is? Doesn't the Bible say that the wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted? What is it that you didn't get through revelation there? That's found in Psalm 12:8. Common sense comes into play, right? Criminals like other criminals around them. Righteous people don't want criminals around them. They want righteous people around them, like that of King David. Okay? I want you to listen to this, because this is Rod Blagojevich after he got out of jail. It's just a little salt to put on your tongue to show you what he's learned over the last 8 years. This is CNN's Mr. Cooper, who did a great job. Hey, far be it from me to be backwards, friends, when praise is due. Regardless if he meant to do it or not, Anderson Cooper did a great job. And he kept calling him out. And this is exactly how I would have dealt with Rod Blagojevich. Listen to this carefully.
Governor Blagojevich, there's obviously been criticism about the president's decision to commute your sentence, and certainly within his power to do so. I guess what interests me is that since you've been out, in the statements you've made, you've shown no remorse for the crimes that you were convicted by a jury of, and you're portraying yourself as a victim of persecution by prosecutors, just about everyone who's actually looked at the evidence against you says that that's just false.
Well, I don't think they've looked carefully, because I am a political prisoner. I was put in prison for practicing.
Wait a minute, you're a political prisoner? See, Nelson Mandela was a political prisoner. Political prisoners have no due process and are unjustly jailed. You had a jury convict you. You had appeals courts look at your sentencing, and you even appealed to the Supreme Court twice, and they refused to hear you. So you're hardly a political prisoner.
Well, first of all, Nelson Mandela went to, before a court. He was convicted in a court of law.
I had nearly 8 years to read books. Right, by a racist apartheid government.
That's correct.
And not a jury of
I bet you if you were to ask Nelson Mandela whether he thought the process was fair back in the early 60s in South Africa, he would say what I'm saying today, and that is the shocking fact.
I just got to stop you. I'm sorry. As someone who worked in South Africa and saw apartheid, the idea that you are comparing yourself to somebody who has actually been railroaded by an apartheid system is just nuts and, frankly, like, offensive.
Well, you're the one making the comparison, not me. I didn't bring up Nelson Mandela.
Does he sound like he's sorry for his crimes, friends?
You were railroaded by an all-white jury for an oppressive regime?
No. No, I hear again. You're putting words in my mouth. I never said that either.
Okay.
The jury had, you know, some representation from African Americans. Though what I'm saying is that I was thrown in prison and spent nearly 8 years in prison for practicing politics, for seeking
practicing politics
without a quid pro quo, no express quid pro quo, and it's
practicing politics.
Senator Menendez was given. Could very well have been.
It's a rough interview, isn't it?
Now, I'm not complaining that I'm not in the Senate, but I am complaining that I was sent to prison by...
Oh, yeah, man. I want to tell you why, friends. And this goes on for another 10 minutes. He's complaining because he was thrown in prison. Because the American people have led him to believe, just like other politicians that are continuously committing crimes on a daily basis, scandal after scandal, friends. They think they're above the law. And he's offended that the law came down on him when he broke it. They don't like that. But then again, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God, are we? Does he sound like he was repentant? He was sorry for the crimes that he committed, friends? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Listen, you show forgiveness to those that are sorry. Remember Luke 17:4? Do you remember this? Let's start in verse 3. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, then you shall forgive him. There's a reason prison is called penitence. And by the way, just for the record, prison is unscriptural. It's unscriptural, friends. If you want man's results, then do it man's way. You're paying for them, friends. Your tax dollars are supporting these prison systems in the United States of America to the equivalent of $64 billion a year. You want to do it God's way? You're going to teach men the fear of God. Read Proverbs 16:6. We're going to come right back to this. I got 10 more individuals that Donald Trump granted clemency to and pardoned. And we already just nailed Blagojevich. By the way, Anderson Cooper, you did a great job on that. I don't know if you meant to do that or not, but that sounds like exactly verbatim as to how I would have dealt with a guy like that. Great job. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, hour two coming up.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.